Surveys show that about 14% of young Vermonters try alcohol before they turn 13, and about 7% in that age group try marijuana. Those percentages rise rapidly as kids get older, when it can be too late to change their unhealthy behaviors. As VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, two schools in Vermont are trying to prevent drug and alcohol abuse with a program called Prosper.
Prosper doesn't aim for abstinence, only to delay drug and alcohol use until the teenage brain is mature enough to consider the consequences. Ellen Rowe of the University of Vermont Extension Service brought this highly structured extracurricular seminar to the Linden Town School's 6th and 7th graders 2 years ago.
Parents need the skills to deal with these children that are now moving into adulthood, and they need a little more independence, but yet they need parameters of behavior.
Rose says Prosper helps set those parameters. The name stands for Promoting School Community University Partnerships to Enhance Resilience. And a new $500,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture will extend the Linden program for another 5 years and add another one in Bennington. During the school year, Prosper facilitators serve dinner to families. They show videos dramatizing risky situations. Frank discussions follow. Some Prosper families struggle with substance abuse, others with smaller problems.
Isaac isn't one that wants to do his homework.
Meet Mandy Pike. She lives in a small house in Lindenville with her husband and three kids, including her stepson, Isaac. Last year, in sixth grade, he started shirking schoolwork and getting into verbal sparring matches with friends. Mandy Pike says she and Isaac also argued when he balked at homework. She had little patience for that.
My first reaction was, you need to do it. This is the time to do it. This is really the only time you have to do it, and it needs to be done by the deadline for school. So let's get started on it.
But hurling an ultimatum rarely worked. In Prosper meetings, Mandy and her husband and Isaac learned better strategies. When they discovered he wasn't doing his homework because he didn't understand it, they found academic help. No small thing, because kids who fail in school may skip classes and get into bigger trouble on the streets. Now, if an older boy approaches Isaac with an illegal substance, he says he would not be tempted, though he would be a little scared.
Because I wouldn't know what to say. Because it's never happened before, and hopefully it never does.
One of my questions would be, should I tell on this guy?
I would.
Who do you tell?
Probably your parents or the kid's parents.
It's too soon to track results from Vermont sessions, except for evaluations showing generally satisfied families. Nationwide data suggests that Prosper participants are less likely to use drugs or alcohol than their peers. No after-school program is a panacea, but organizers say this one can make a difference if families are open to changing the way they talk to each other. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.